Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Final hour of the program happening right now here on 105.3 The Fan. Fred Davis, that's me. Blake Elliott, who I've never seen you more mesmerized over a piece of electronics the way you are just. Dude. You love your new phone. I mean, you would have thought you've been carrying around a brick phone for the last 4 years.
It's so loud, and the camera quality. I mean, look at this, Fred.
Okay.
My God.
I'll give myself a little bit of a buffer. I haven't upgraded my phone in a long time.
Yeah.
So since I've been in the media world, like even before I started going to Mavs games, I haven't upgraded my phone since then.
Yeah.
So now I'm at all these places and creating content and here with you guys, and I have a nice phone that's able and capable. I did chip it already, but it's aesthetically pleasing.
Look, as somebody who's seen the chips, like, bro, stop.
It's chipped.
Stop the cap.
It's chipped. I will say.
You're gaslighting the listeners.
We do got a PSA to listeners, though, because we've had a bunch of Tolos tweet us out that they're listening to the show.
Yeah.
But everyone's spelling fatty incorrect.
Yeah, let's get that squared away real
quick. They're spelling it F-A-D-Y. It's F-A-D-D-I-E.
That's correct? That's correct.
Yes.
That's correct. Because
now, I do know what you guys are talking about. I'm not mad, but I just want us to be all on the same page. So then when we go in, when you guys are listening to Sean and RJ, you listen to K&C, listen to G-Bag, and you say, hey, I'm a fatty.
Yeah. Fatties unite.
Because what was it, 5 a.m. club for all the Sean and RJ listeners that would go into other people's, like...
Yeah, it's funny, too, because the one time I sat in on the morning show, I didn't realize that... I thought it was, like, every hour they did that. And I'm like, oh, where's the 8 a.m. club at? And they're like, yeah, it's not that. It's
somebody here, somebody texted in a haiku.
Read it. Read it.
Blake wants a gym girl.
Mm.
Tossed out of line and she hurled.
Mm.
Now stalking said girl.
Oh! Now stockings. Oh, man, I'll tell you what.
They're on it. They're on it.
806. Shout out to our boy Tret Senior 23 he's out there in the whip, out there in Fort Worth doing his thing. And then, of course, we already loved up our boy Walker Johnson as well. So, like I said, if you're out there, out and about, go ahead and give us a follow at BlakeLive__ at the Freddie D. And that's Freddie with a Y. And then, of course, at Jacob_REGH.
Now, I've already had a decent amount of people reach out to me, so I don't know if I need more, but I am going to put it out there. One of all my options, Blake is looking for like a part-time-ish social media content.
Just go to Craigslist.
I've got people. I've got a good amount of people in my DMs, but you never know. Someone listening might be like, hey, I do that, and I want to work with you, and I didn't know until I put it out there. So I just want to say to hit my Instagram or Twitter at BlakeLive__ on both if you want to work and do some social media managing and
find
editing.
Out what a tyrant Blake is behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Don't let the on-air facade fool you. He's an angry little man. He's short and fat. He punches me in the kneecaps almost every night. I'm sick of it, but somehow, no,
there's definitely a business side to Blake. Like, I'm very happy and gloomy.
Well, that's
here.
Why you keep saying, like, you want to work with your friends, and I'm like, bro, don't do it.
Yeah. When don't it comes to it. Business, Blake's serious.
You gotta, you have to not work with your friends. That's the best way I can put it. I don't know. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. All right, we got some audio to get to here, show rewind-wise. First off, all right, the one coach that, you know, we've gotten a little bit into the MVP discussion. Oh, Dak's playing at MVP level. Yes, he is. No, 100%. I think if you had to go ahead, I mean, if the playoffs were to start today, I mean, it's Baker Mayfield, right? I mean, is Baker Mayfield not the most valuable player in football right now, as from a quarterback perspective?
I'm not even going to go on and on. I'm just going to agree with you.
Yeah, we know. Abuga!
Abuga!
Oh, my God! Abuga! Abubu, according to Gronk.
Did you play that audio on Sunday?
No. When would we have played? You literally just sent it to me yesterday.
I'm gonna send it to Jake, and we're gonna play it in the segment.
No, because Sunday you don't for the post game show. You're pretty much just doing calls for the most. You know, I mean, Jake knows you're doing, and we had a lot of calls on Sunday. We really, really did. You know, you had a few people like, I can't believe we're getting excited about the Jets. What do you want us to do? We had a text message text into the show earlier. It's like, you guys are pathetic. The coaches suck. The Cowboys are just doing what they normally do. It's like, well, then why are you listening? Like, what do you want us to talk about? I mean, just crap all over the Cowboys regardless? I don't understand that line of thinking. But anyway, so going back to it, yes, we all agree Dak's playing at an MVP level right now, 100%. But again, I think right now you would give an edge to Baker Mayfield. All right? They're a better football team.
This is Gronk trying to say the best receiver in the league's name.
He said a big boo. I mean, what is that? A big boo. Not even anywhere close to the pronunciation that it's supposed to be. A big boo.
There's no O in his name.
I mean, no, there's not. I mean, it ends with an A. If he just said a big buh, I'd be like, all right, that's
play
fine.
Again, but I'm crying.
A big boo. He wanted no part of saying that, but he went ahead and, he was in there and had to do it. So
Gronk is the best. I'm crying.
No, he's great. He's great. So that said, while the MVP discussion is heating up, we still got a lot of football left, so let's not get too carried away about it. But
is that like the official rankings, or is that just your personal? I agree. I'm just saying, is that the MVP odds? I'm looking it up right now.
Here, talk amongst yourselves. I might sneeze here in a second.
MVP odds. Let's see what the BetMGM has. The favorite to win right now is actually Josh Allen. He forgot to mute his mic. I mean. This guy,
the cough button there for a reason.
This guy sneezed with the mic completely on.
Yes, I hit the on button instead of the off button.
Sorry for
okay?
all the tolos.
I was looking that way. At least I didn't sneeze in your direction.
If you hit me with your sneeze, we'd have bigger problems. We're good, 10 yards away?
10 yards?
Or is that too far?
I mean, so you think it's a first down between me and you? You think that's a first down?
It's a Javonte Williams first down.
I mean, Javonte Williams would have 300 yards against the Jets the other day if this would have been 10 yards.
What are we?
Okay, five.
What, five?
Five max is what I would say.
Josh Allen first in MVP.
This guy is too much.
At plus 135. Mahomes at plus 470 is two.
That's wild to me. Hey, look, you know I love my Chiefs, but that Mahomes at number two as the betting favorite is a little bit
and
much.
And then three is Baker at 950.
Yeah, he'd be my favorite right
four
now.
Four is Jordan Love at plus 1,200. Five is Goff at plus 1,400. And six is Stafford at plus 1,400.
They're going to have to win some games before Dak starts getting some more love.
Dak is seventh at plus 1,700.
Yeah. No, he's just going to have to get some more wins. I mean, 2-2-1 ain't – I mean
– he's got one less than the Rams. But, I mean, we're only five weeks in, so every win means a lot right now. And then if you're wondering – you could guess offensive player of the year. You could guess the top three. Rattle them off. They don't think too hard about it.
Saquon, Bijan.
No, Saquon. Saquon's been.
Bijan, Puka.
Bijan's three at plus 600. Puka's number one at plus 200. Think of another running back. AFC.
Ooh, Derrick Henry?
I think Derrick Henry's second in Offensive Player of the Year.
James Cook?
Think of a team that's been a revelation.
That's been a revelation. Who, Breece Hall?
Team's been a revelation. He's their running back. It's been the number one fantasy back three times this year.
Quinshon Judkins?
Do you think the Browns have been a revelation this year?
Revelationally bad.
Are both of you guys trolling? Y'all can't think of this player right now?
No.
No, I can't.
Jonathan Taylor.
Oh, well, you know what? It's kind of like the way the Colts have been. You kind of forget about them.
Yeah.
100 yards is an average game for Jonathan Taylor, too. I think we kind of just skip over that.
Yeah, Jonathan's been dropping.
I mean, he's had a great. If anybody has been getting disrespected, he's only 15 yards ahead of Javonte, though, ironically enough. But no. So on the coaching front, all right, look, I mean, Aaron Glenn is off to a horrendous start. I'll tell you who's somebody that is not getting near enough love for the start, and even though their team doesn't look great. Should we put a little bit of respect?
How much yards did you say Taylor and Javonte had a gap from?
372 to 357.
You're talking about just total yards?
Rushing yards.
Taylor's at 480, Javonte's at 447.
Why did I see something that said he was at 372 the other day?
Oh, no. I'm looking
unless
at
they just said, it might have been they hadn't updated the numbers yet. Maybe that's what it was. He's at 480?
Yeah, number one in the league.
Okay.
James Cook's at 2 at 450. And Javonte's, I mean, the fact that Javonte is third league in rushing.
You know what? I think it
might have been. Man, I don't know.
I read. Yards? You know what? It was the Cowboys stats that I was looking at. It was their press release that I read. Anyway, whatever. Who cares? Point is, Kellen Moore, I got to say, he's done a commendable job with that Saints team.
I think they've been in games.
Outside of getting murdered by Seattle, I mean, they've kept it within the spread, and they've been competitive in almost every game with Spencer, Timu, Pat Mahomes, Rattler at quarterback. Say this much. Okay, think about this when it comes to the Philadelphia Eagles. And look, I'm a Sirianni guy. I like the fact that he's a meathead, all right? So I do appreciate that about him. But do you think it's a coincidence that, all right, 3 years ago they get to the Super Bowl and Shane Steichen is the offensive coordinator?
No, all right? Not a coincidence.
Wait, can I finish?
Sorry. I got excited.
Shane Steichen's offensive coordinator, and I think we found out Shane Steichen is not a bad head coach. In fact, Shane Steichen's probably a better head coach than Jonathan Gannon. I think we can all agree on that, all right? I don't know who the offensive coordinator was the next year, all right, for the Eagles. The year they went 10-1 and then and imploded down the stretch. They swap hit whoever that bum was. Then they get Kellen Moore. Guess what? Offense gets back to kicking ass, taking names. Obviously, they had Saquon Barkley in the mix, but obviously Kellen Moore is pretty good at being an offensive coordinator. Boom, they win the Super Bowl. He goes and does his thing in New Orleans now, and now they got this other guy that and I can't think of I don't know what his name is off the top of my head, but I was listening to G-Bag on the way in today. They were talking about how apparently he had Sirianni had to meet with them as far as kind of how they're doing things on offense, and you mentioned yesterday, and you said, hey, could they get rid of this guy? And apparently there's rumblings in Philly that if they don't get this offense on track in the next 2 or 3 weeks – to the point where, okay, you ran Saquon Barkley one time in the second half when you were up two scores.
The optics of it do not look good over there. I get they're winning, but the people within the building have to be looking internally and going, hey, this isn't going
to
cut it.
You shouldn't have lost to Denver up 17-3 when you only give Saquon the ball twice. Once.
And think about all their games. Yes, they beat the Rams, but I doubt the Eagles want to be that far behind against the Rams. Yes, you were up by like
you were 20. Getting housed.
You were up by like 20 against the Bucks, and you let the Bucks almost come back with no offensive lineman and one receiver. So like you win those games, but not every win is built where you go, okay, we won. Don't need to change anything. We're good. We're gonna make the Super Bowl because we're the Eagles. There's a lot of problems going on right there, especially on the offensive side of the ball. So that doesn't surprise me.
Well, and there's this, you know, like for instance, okay, so the Chiefs lose Monday night. Everybody's like, okay, the dynasty's over. Blah 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 blah. Then you got some people saying, well, look, the offense put up almost 500 yards and had, you know, 7 yards per play and looked out of it, finally looked like a legit offense for once. So you're thinking to yourself like, okay, they'll figure it out, right? Yeah, they're 2-3, but if you can get the offense on track, you got good players on the defense, you can figure things out. Okay, boom. And then you look at the three teams you've lost to, they've got a combined 4 losses over, you know, as far as the team, and you've all lost by one possession. My point in all that is this, speaking of the Jacksonville Jaguars, I don't know that but I don't know that the NFL is giving enough credit to the job Liam Cohen has done in Jacksonville in the first 5 weeks.
You know, it's not coming from Blake. I hate it on the Jaguars. I'm a Liam Cohen guy because he worked with my boy Baker last year. I'm a Travis Hunter guy, but I'm not a Trevor Lawrence guy. But
hey,
all that aside,
Trevor gave you a gutty performance
to me
on Monday night.
To me, Trevor hasn't done anything special, but he's been obviously good enough for them to have 4 wins on the season. His defense is leading the league in takeaways by a huge margin. They're at, what, 15, 14 takeaways on the year through five games. So they've done all the right things, and Trevor Lawrence hasn't lost them a bunch of games or thrown a bunch of picks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Not a fan of how he's been playing, or excuse me, how he played up until this year.
All I'm gonna say about Trevor Lawrence is this:
He can rewrite the career.
He's only 5-6 years in, and I've said this before, and I'm gonna say it again. Look at the difference in Baker Mayfield and where he had to go before things finally started to gel. All right, we forget. Look at the disaster that Jacksonville has been since Trevor Lawrence has been there. All right. I mean, think about Matt Stafford. All right. I mean, did we used to hate on Matt Stafford for how crappy the Giants, or how I almost said something I shouldn't
but,
say.
But with Matt Stafford, he was putting up like historic seasons, most receiving yards, throwing to Calvin Johnson.
Yeah, because he had Calvin Johnson. I don't think Trevor Lawrence has Calvin Johnson.
I 100% agree. 100% agree with that. But Trevor hasn't been. I think Herbert gets a little bit of that. We can see past the team blemishes because he's putting up historic numbers, got them to the playoffs 1 year, funny enough, lost to Trevor Lawrence, and has had moments like that. With Trevor, you've never had some dominant regular season from Trevor Lawrence or even really standout moments in standalone games where everybody's watching Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, and he's putting out big-time performances.
He doesn't have that. Monday night was finally outside of the playoff game, mm-hmm. which you got to give him a little respect
for
that.
I do.
But Monday night was finally his, okay, there's your, that's kind of like his Heisman moment, right? Yeah. Like you finally
Drake
said,
May
oh,
had it a couple days.
Drake May had it Sunday night, right? My point in all that is this, when it comes to Trevor Lawrence, is I just wonder now that he's got a competent head coach. I mean, remember,
Structure is everything.
He had Urban Meyer as his head coach.
Structure is
everything. This guy was kicking kickers in practice.
They're trying to still figure out how to use Travis Hunter. So I think the Jags.
The Jags are trending in the right direction.
Do I think they're a Super Bowl contender? No.
But no.
Could they be a team that probably is going to make the playoffs?
They should win the AFC South.
Should win the AFC South.
Well, we'll see about what happens with the Colts. I mean,
the fact that you might have two teams going and it's the Colts and Jags from the AFC South is bonkers said that before the season started.
I mean, if you picked the Jags win the AFC South, go ahead and raise your hand. But anyway, real quick, this is, and look, we all love post-game coach reactions, okay? As somebody who has his little coach doing his little good, better, best, I'm not sure how I feel about that. I'm going to tell you right now, I think it's kind of corny. Here is Liam Cohen after the game Monday night. Winning feels good. I'll tell you right now, Liam Cohen.
Duval.
I'm telling you right now, look, you know I love me some shoddy, and I've been on the shoddy bandwagon since before it was cool to do. All right, we have been very pro-shoddy.
Where's Fred going?
I love me some Liam Cohen, though.
Oh, I thought you were to make a prediction like they're going to win the Super Bowl or something.
No, come on now. Let's not get carried away. I did have them win in the AFC South. But Liam Cohen, I tell you what, is the Sean McVay tree not one of the most incredible coaching trees in the NFL? Now, Zach Taylor's been a little bit of a plenty there. But anyway, Liam Cohen, there you go. All right, Jake and Off, where are you taking us?
Yeah, we got to build a parlay with the Fan After Dark. We got some NFL and some college lines, and me and Fred's Tech versus Kansas wager next.
All right. I see the vision, Blake. I see the vision. You know, they say go find somebody that makes you uncomfortable or makes you nervous.
Yeah.
Okay. And clearly, Face for Content does that for you.
She does.
Okay. All 150 some odd thousand of her followers. And, I think with where your vision's at, I think this, I feel like that interaction has inspired you.
It has.
Right?
It has, because, you want to be as high value where she's asking to be in your content.
Mm.
And we're going to get there. She's going to be like, man, that guy did walk up to me
and I
ignored him. I just gave him my Instagram and treated him like every other guy. Why is he blowing up? Why is he knows Cooper Flag?
Mm.
He knows Michael B. Jordan?
You do?
No. But we're going to get there. We're going to get there.
Is he from Wakanda? Oh, wow. My God.
Wow.
What the hell?
First place is my win.
That's crazy.
No sinners?
I don't know. To me, I've not seen Sinners yet, but I
what?
Will.
What? You need to see it.
No, I haven't. I do.
You've seen it?
I haven't seen it.
Y'all need to both watch it.
Have you seen him yet?
No, it's so bad. Every single person that's ever watched a movie has given the worst review I've ever seen of a movie. No, I've seen zero, and I mean zero, people speak glowingly of that movie.
So the only person, and I, again, take it with a grain of salt, the only person that has given it a quasi-positive review,
who?
My son.
Wow. Xavier? Might have to.
And so the funny thing was, so I had done this, it was a Sunday show I did with CA, and of course, nobody gives a better movie review.
Can I interrupt you? Side note, what is it with podcasts being on TV now? It's like I was at the gym today and I saw a sports podcast on the TV.
Now, like, are you just now? I mean,
it's been in 2025. It's still a new thing, but we're seeing
it's
like
just
straight
shows.
Up,
that's all it is. I mean, let's call it what it is.
Because it's no different than a studio show.
The production's a lot. I mean, it's in your house as opposed to a studio.
I think it's just weird seeing it on TV, like someone we're used to seeing on your phone and mobile devices.
Well, if you
devices.
Go to like, I was at a, a breakfast spot that I go to, and you seen that like ragged that channel that you see on like bars like Chive or whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah.
They do it all the time. Just some random podcast show or something like that. So you got and of course right now it's a Barstool Sports deal because they got the whole thing going on with Fox Sports One. Tell you what, you talk about business, man. Portnoy. He just finds a way, man. He just finds
everywhere.
A way. I'll give him that. I've just never been a big Barstool guy.
I think I watched Dave when he was doing his pizza reviews, and that was like really all he was doing. That to me was always funny.
Just that was his best stuff was when he was doing those.
Those were funny because those were natural interactions. I mean, his sports takes and like his sports media side, I'm not like.
Look, he's a brilliant business guy.
But business and just like having his face out there.
I mean, hey, Barstool Gambling went under and, you know, sold it for millions and then bought it back for like a dollar or something crazy like that. Yeah. And now and then he sold it back to ESPN. So, hey, God bless him. He
sold it to ESPN, but they're playing him on Fox Sports right now?
I want to say, and I could be wrong, but I'm almost positive they, because he had a deal with ESPN for a hot minute, didn't he? And then something happened on one of the shows like early on and then it got canceled or something like that. I don't even know if the show ever made it on air, but it was brief.
So we got to stop this narrative. 972, Jordan Peele fell off after Get Out. This was not a Jordan Peele film. I know his name is on it. He did not.
He was a producer for it.
Yes. He did not direct. He did not set up. He did not cast. He was just a producer. So this is not a Jordan Peele film.
Hey, right, wrong, or indifferent, they plastered his name all over the movie.
I mean, if you got Jordan Peele, you're going to. Because everyone thought it was like a Jordan Peele exclusive.
But that's the issue, right? Is that you go into it thinking it's a Jordan Peele movie. Now, I will say this. I'm not going to say he fell off.
Yeah.
But what was the movie after Get Out? Us?
Us. I thought Us was pretty good.
Us was okay.
I mean, but Get Out set the standard so high. That's the thing. When you put out a hit song, everyone thinks the song after that sucks. It didn't hit the numbers of Get Out. But if you watch Us, now, I'm not going to say Us is some historical film, but it's not bad. It's like a 6.8 to 7.
But Get Out had you like.
But think about it. When have we ever seen a movie like Get Out? Produced that high, cinematic, looking nice.
Well, I mean, you see great movies all the time.
No, I'm saying in that genre of what they discussed in the movie. When did we see a Hollywood movie hitting where everyone's watching, discussing that topic? You had never seen it. So it was also a little bit of shock factor. That went into like
oh yeah, that's what good movies do.
No, of course, but you were saying like Get Out was historic, and I'm saying a part of it was what
historic for Jordan Peele. I mean, he hadn't done anything. I mean, again, Get Out was just a great movie. I mean, like you said, it was an original topic. It was, I mean, it was, and it just that movie was crazy. Us just didn't have the same. It was good, but it just didn't have the same oomph. I don't know. He's got another movie that apparently he's working on that was supposed to come out next year, but then I guess that's getting pushed back again. So
do you want to guess what the highest rated Jordan Peele, where his name is on it, TV and movie included? What do you think it is?
I mean, I would guess it's the Key and Peele show.
Key and Peele. Number two is Big Mouth, which is an animation show. Get Out's number three at a 7.8. Black Klansman is number four.
Did he direct that, or did he produce that?
Now, that director says Spike Lee.
Okay, so he must have produced that.
Hunters.
Or maybe wrote it. I don't know.
Hunters, Lovecraft Country, The Last OG, Nope. See, that was one that he put out not too long ago, the Nope. That was in 2022. A resident of lonely people in the inland of California bear witness to an uncanny and chilling phenomenon. That was where something's falling from the sky. And then Us is number 10 at a 6.8.
I don't know. Again, Get Out to me will always be one of the OGs as far as just one of the better movies I've seen in the last decade. So that's all I can speak to on that. All right, let's do a little Jakin' Off.
Let's go gambling. Let's go gambling. All right, gentlemen, you know the deal.
Great intro.
Thanks, dude.
A little Appreciate Dire Straits.
It. I think I need to update it and do a
You got to.
Jake.
You got to slide a degenerate Jake in there somewhere.
Yep. I think you're right. All right. We got a 6-leg parlay to build, boys. I've got 10 lines here. Okay. We each pick two. Four of them are going to get kicked to the curb. And then you and I, we've got some stuff to hash out.
We got a battle royale to hash out.
We need to figure this out. And I think I'm going to get some ideas on where your head's at.
Where are you going to, are you working Saturday night?
I'm not.
Where are you watching the game at?
Oh wait, I'm working like late Saturday night. Yeah, my other job. Fair. I was thinking more of like the Fan. I work.
No, I get it.
I work the morning show. You best believe. I'll be doing some talking on Fan U.
You better be.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, because we won't sit. We'll get in at like what, 1? Because there's a football game, so there'll be a little break in the action between.
I was gonna make a shoddy cuts joke, but started talking.
Oh, I'll have some shoddy cuts for you. Don't worry. On Saturday.
Said he's working Saturday night.
Yeah, he is.
I'll get stuff straight from the plane. Don't you worry.
We'll have some Clayton Adams cuts.
He didn't go to the presser.
Just some Flus audio.
From my personal collection.
Siobhan Revel is coming back.
Breaking news. All right, what you got?
All right, we were talking a lot about the Eagles offense. Let's get it rolling here. Does Jalen Hurts get a passing touchdown?
Passing touchdown. Who are they playing?
Giants tomorrow night.
Giants tomorrow night.
Yes.
Yeah. Oof. I'm not taking one passing touchdown. Are you taking that as your one pick though? They could have two rushing touchdowns and win 14-10.
Give it to me.
You're taking that? I don't think that's good for the parlay.
You know what? I got AJ Brown. Get off my face.
All right, How many does he have this year?
I don't know.
Like three? Like two?
Not a lot. I think Goddard's got all three of them. No, AJ Brown's got like one.
He had like one good game. Yeah. Where he had like 100 yards and a touchdown.
Not a lot.
100 yards and a touchdown.
Not a lot. I sat him that day.
All right, this is the guy you guys told my twin. Do you think Jackson Dart passed for 150 yards tomorrow?
I'm gonna say no.
I took the alternate line.
I wouldn't take that. I want no part of that.
I was gonna say
short week against Philly's defense.
Yeah,
divisional opponent. Now I want.
Where's that game at? Not that it matters.
I'm not 100% sure.
I feel like he. Well, no, because the last game was in New Orleans, so I don't know. Who cares?
This feels like a Giants home game. I think. I don't know. That's what my soul's telling me. Matthew Stafford, 262 and a half passing yards.
Giants are at home. Stafford, 200 and what passing yards?
262 point.
Damn, who are they playing?
I don't know.
You know, that's kind of a pertinent piece of information.
Yeah.
I mean, if you told me like, hey, they're playing the Chiefs or hey, they're playing the Cowboys. Okay, I might change my mind.
Playing the Ravens. Actually, I did. Oh, bump up the number.
I'll take him for 465 if that's the case. Good God.
Give me six touchdowns. Seriously. What's the multiplier on that?
What's Puka's over under?
Oh, probably 140.
Seriously. Him and Devontae Adams are going to eat. Hell, yeah. Tutu Atwell might go off for a bill.
17 and a half catches.
OBJ is going to come back and catch a pass.
No, he's got six games.
Also, tell me if this is, okay, a little sidetrack here. Tell me if this trade was crazy. I made this because my bench is loaded. I traded.
Is this the six-team league you're in?
Yeah.
I traded Amarion Hampton, Jenty McCaffrey, and A-Chain.
Seriously, that's his league.
I traded Kyren Williams, yes. Xavier Worthy, and Khalil Shakir.
You told me about this trade the other day.
Bijan Robinson.
I don't hate it.
Right?
I just picked up
Kyren Williams.
You got off Shakir, you get off Kyren, and who else?
Xavier Worthy.
Those are like three really decent players. Not when I say decent, like B+.
Yeah.
For an A+ player. But Bijan is like a guaranteed like 18 a week.
He's giving and you throw in a couple touchdowns, he's giving you 25 to 30. Yeah.
Kyren has Blake Corum working into his workload
Although
a little
he
bit.
He did go off the other day.
The Chiefs, Xavier Worthy isn't like a guaranteed
well,
point.
Well, Xavier Worthy, what worries me is, I mean, his ankle goes one way and he goes the other. Yeah. I mean,
and Mahomes spreads the ball around. Rashee Rice is coming back soon. So
tell you what, North Richmond Hill stands up next week.
If he's sitting on the bench and you're 5-0.
I'm telling you right now, if the Chiefs beat Detroit on Sunday, which is a tall task, let me make that clear, and Rashee comes back the following week and we're 3-3 going into that game, watch out. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Well, let's get back on track. Kyren Williams, 67.5 rushing yards.
That's tough.
Ravens.
How much offense can you possibly?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Degenerate against the Ravens.
I would say over because they're going to be up and running the ball in the second half. So that's going to be my first.
Or does
pick.
Corum get those touches?
Blake's got it.
I mean, they'll probably both.
No, like, you know what? You take
they'll
it.
Probably both take get 80.
It. Take it.
I'll take it. That's my first. Take
Javonte Williams, 66 and a half rushing yards.
Oh, over.
Okay.
Bucket
over.
Fred's gonna use all of his stuff before we get to the Kansas ones. All right.
I'll throw some more in there.
Dak, over under 245 and a half passing yards.
Over.
Hammer the over.
You want that, Blake?
They better move. I want that. I tell you what, if this is a
unless you got a Rico prop coming up, that's my second over.
I know
he's got a Rico
got a
prop. No Rico prop
for you though. I don't.
Okay, that's fair. Well, you got a Javonte prop. That's all that matters. I'll get. You know what? To hell with the Jalen Hurts. I'll get off of that.
Okay. Yeah. Bad Eagles. Anybody want Pickens for a touchdown?
Ooh,
he's been money. He's got five. Yeah, he's got five.
Also, by the way, we did season long bets as our first one.
Yes.
You guys remember what Pickens' season long touchdown line was?
Four I think half. Six.
Five and a half.
Five and a half.
Oh, yeah.
He's about, one more.
Wow.
He's about to hammer
Look
that.
At us. Look at us.
We're money.
Hopefully, right, we didn't have any Malik Nabers or CD season long.
We definitely had CD. We had CD's receiving yards.
Ooh. We did. It was like 1,200 or something like that.
I also
had
Mahomes over to get 28 passing touchdowns. So
you'll be fine.
I hope so.
You'll be fine.
All right. Who wants Pickens?
Trust me. Oh, I need to
use mine.
Take the Pickens.
I already
one.
Have to.
You do?
Yeah.
No,
oh, that's
don't.
Right. You took the Kyren Williams one.
Did you take Dak?
I took Kyren and Dak.
Okay.
Yeah.
B. Okay.
I'm waiting for the KU one.
Oh, here we go. Jalen Daniels. I'm going to take the over on this one, and I'll give you my reasoning why. Jalen Daniels, over 235 and a half passing yards. You know why?
They're going to have to throw it.
Because you're going to get being beat so bad in that second half.
Whatever.
That all you have to do is
what's the spread,
throw
by the way?
Football.
What's the spread?
Ooh, let me get that for
what's
you.
What's the spread?
A little KU Tech matchup.
Tech by two touchdowns.
14, huh?
14 and a half.
14 and a half?
At the Jones.
KU in the points all day.
I would be surprised if we win by two touchdowns. I won't lie to you.
But. No, we're not U of H. Okay? We're not U of H. We should have beat Cincinnati. We should have beat Mizzou.
So. I mean, this team's given up one touchdown at home this year.
Who? Texas Tech?
Yeah.
Yeah, who you played at home?
Oregon State. And two other no-name teams.
Whack powerhouse Oregon State. They don't even have a conference. Get out of my face.
Yeah.
We might as well be playing North Texas.
Whoa. 5-0 taking down USF Friday.
I hope they do.
Blackout
I don't
game.
Know if Kansas could beat UNT.
Yeah.
Hot take of the day.
Come on. Yeah. My man knows the ball game. Yeah. You heard it.
Are you serious?
Do we need to replay it in your
instigating.
Ear? Do we need to replay
I'm sorry. Who'd you guys beat? Who have you guys beaten?
Everybody in front
Please.
Of us.
Everybody on the schedule.
Everybody on the schedule.
What are you guys in? Conference USA?
Everybody on the schedule, Fred.
Conference USA.
Drew Mestemaker. Remember the name. Remember the name.
I've heard it.
Hopefully it plays in your
nightmares. You guys are like in a mid-major of football.
And Kansas is in the division that they're getting outclassed.
Big 12.
And they get outclassed every year.
Big 12.
You're in the conference. Big deal.
I mean, that's...
They're doing something. Don't look at him. They're doing something.
Yeah. Till Saturday.
Somebody's got to hold the bottom. Saturday. Continue, Jake.
All right, till Saturday. Fred, I got two more for you to pick from. Baron Morton, 293 and a half passing yards, or do you want Emmanuel Henderson, 63 and a half receiving yards?
Ooh. You took the Jalen Daniels over?
Daniels over.
Let me get Henderson over.
So you still need one, right? Two, Jake?
Let me get Henderson over.
No, I got two.
You got two? Okay.
All right, so what did I take? I'm taking the Henderson over.
You got Javonte over, too.
And Javonte over.
I've got Jalen Daniels, and I took this other one that I didn't tell you, Reggie Virgil, 49 and a half receiving yards.
That's your boy?
He's our top receiver, but he didn't get much love last week.
Nah,
so.
He'll eat. This is gonna be a high scoring game.
Yeah, Blake took Dak and Kyren Williams.
Love it.
Come on,
love it. Let's go. All right, final segment of the program. We'll send you guys home with a smile. No. Just fire him.
That is wild.
Like what? I mean,
that is a professional head coach press conference.
That is a
32 jobs. 32 jobs in the NFL are allowed for that position, and that's Mike McDaniels at the press conference, sounding as if he's dozing off, trying to come up with words. And most of his press conferences sound like that. If you've heard it, sometimes he's a little more cohesive with his thoughts. But I don't know if he's drained.
No, he's gotten so much worse since this past season. I mean, it is wearing on him, the fact that this team's just not very good. He's making roughly $3.5 million a year, give or take. And I think it's even more than that. Close to $4 million as head coach of the Miami Dolphins. And it might even be more than that. I feel like it's even more than that. Because I thought he got a extension.
Can I read some text that we got?
You absolutely can.
Some positive, some negative.
Yeah, I saw some of the negative ones.
I'm going to read the negative ones. We're in the final second.
Come on. And let's have them speak for themselves. Why are you so negative?
What?
Too much shoddy love.
601, can we get some OT tonight? Can y'all go to 3 a.m.?
Yeah, we're not doing that.
But we appreciate that you want us to be on that league.
By the way, he makes between $3.5 and $4.5 million. Is what you just Sunday.
This is from Jake. This is to Jake, to Fred. 972 producer straight cut off Fred. LMAO. That was funny.
He didn't know I was gonna keep talking.
Yeah, I thought we found a really good stopping point when
you
said you to go home and a smile, and I thought that was really good.
And I was just gonna finish up with hey, don't go anywhere.
Go to that.
That's my bad. I take responsibility.
It's on me.
Yeah.
817, Jerry Jones has a jersey in his locker. I don't really know what that's referring to.
Okay.
682. Maybe you need to concentrate on getting on prime time before you start getting ahead of yourself. After all, you guys are just fill-ins.
What?
That was a text.
Oh, what a shot. Focus on what? Now, this might have been something. Oh, I know what it was. That might have been in response to something I said.
Oh, were you being spicy?
Is that from 682?
Correct.
I mean, he's just a prick. Period. I mean, if you're going to make fun of us, give me something why.
People do it every day.
Don't just, if you're going to, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to tell me, oh, you're just a fill-in, well, tell me why you think that way.
817, Fred just sounded like the AC/DC guy, Brian Johnson.
There you go. The lead singer.
682, more
as long as I'm not the other guy.
Same 682. That sent the mean message. Maybe
yeah.
More like turn it off, leave it off when you're on.
But yet you keep texting in. So what does that say about you?
806.
I'm a Tolo. I'll tell Gavin. Do it.
806. I remember taking my first dab of oil.
Oh. I'm guessing weed oil?
I'm guessing. Hopefully not gasoline.
I mean,
like baby oil.
I'm guessing they'd be dead. I'm guessing like weed oil. Because isn't that what you do with dabs? Isn't that how dabs work?
Here we go. This is what I'm talking about. Tell them I said shut up, you dumbass.
That's a pull right there. That's a pull. That's a deep pull right there. Shout out to you, 601.
Is it more important to have...
214, I love you guys.
Is it more important from the 817 to have good bark on your brisket or more juice in the middle? Ooh, that's a Sean Sharif, Brian Broaddus question. I'm not on the grill cooking brisket that often to have a good answer to that. Would you? Do you have any grill?
I like bark on the brisket.
I like both of those. I mean, I'm not a grilling expert, so I couldn't
I'm more of an eating expert.
I'm with you.
You know, I'm
doing the bare minimum in the kitchen. I'm getting it done, and I like to have fun with it. Don't get me wrong, but you're not going
to
catch me.
Tacos once a week, bro, just because it takes me like 10 minutes to do it.
Is that okay? Here's a great question.
I mean, that tells you all you need to know.
You're having a date tomorrow.
Fred is a skier. No, I'm not.
You're having a date tomorrow. She says, I want to come over, and I want you to cook for me. What are you cooking?
Tacos.
Any flair with it or literally just tacos?
Tacos.
What are the ingredients? What are the toppings?
Ground beef.
Remember there's a girl here.
I don't care. Or it's ground beef, Ortega taco seasoning, crunchy taco shells, and cheese. I mean,
no lime, no lettuce, no pico, no salsa, no onions.
There's taco sauce. I'm a big Ortega taco sauce guy.
I would have bet so much money that Fred was a crunchy taco guy. I just knew it. It's like chewing on gravel.
This guy loves crunchy taco.
What's not to love about a crunchy taco?
Give us. You know what? Okay. He's out of control. It's 10:51.
That's a real question.
Okay. Would you rather? I'm gonna give you a would you rather, Fred. I'll ask this to Jake as well. Would you rather poop yourself? And have to, let me finish. Let
me
finish.
Tell me I'm too much and you just have
to. Let me finish. I'm going to give you a would you rather. Both of y'all. Would y'all rather, you know, what I just said?
Crap yourself or?
No. When you crap, during the start of the show, show prep, you crap yourself.
Yeah.
And you have to sit in it.
Oh,
the
that's
entire
awful.
Show. Okay. Let me finish.
Or?
Let me finish. But nobody knows. I don't know. None of the people watching.
Oh, you can't. Your nostrils are broke.
Just work with the hypothetical.
Because I crap myself when I was in first grade, and I think I'm still dealing with the trauma to this day.
Let me get it out.
I did too.
Okay.
It's nothing like throwing away your underwear at school.
It's nothing like your mom as you're crying off the bus when everybody's laughing at, what's wrong, honey? What do you think's wrong, mom?
Come on, Roxanne.
I've ruined my underoos and I've got poop caked on my ass. What do you think is wrong?
Okay, so you crap yourself.
Yeah.
You have to sit in the entire show, but nobody knows. Nobody listening, none of the bosses. I don't know.
Nobody listening. What is that? What is that smell on my radio? Oh my God. Is that poop emanating from my radio right now?
Coming through the AC vents.
Turn it on, leave it on my ass. This is horrendous.
Or would you rather not crap yourself?
Yeah.
No. But everyone thinks you did. Me included, everyone listening. Thinks
so
you
just
did.
Stink. No. So you crap yourself and no one can smell it.
Yes.
Or don't crap yourself, but everybody everyone, thinks you did.
Everyone thinks you did.
Are we talking like poop stains in the drawers too and everything, or just like smell? Like if I get up, even though I didn't crap myself, am I going to have like poop stains down the back of my
no,
shorts?
No, in the second theory, there's no poop or no crap residue. It's just everyone thinks you did it.
So I'm sitting in a room that smells like poop, and I'm trying to beg for my life that you guys wasn't me. I mean, I just pulled my pants down and show you probably.
You can't prove it either way. So the question is pretty much, would you rather be...
Oh, you don't believe me.
Would you rather be uncomfortable
Watch
yourself?
This.
Would you rather be uncomfortable yourself, but nobody knows, or everyone thinks...
I mean, couldn't you just go to the bathroom and just wipe your ass?
No, you have to sit in it the whole time. That's the hypothetical. That's the hypothetical. So which one would you pick, Fred?
It's going to dry into your
Answer the question,
pants
Fred.
At some point.
Answer the question.
So you've got poop in your pants.
But nobody knows.
So what'd you do, like shart?
I don't, it's just a hypothetical.
No, I mean, I need to know. I mean, if I've got full-blown diarrhea in my pants and it's that's disgusting.
You get to sit in it
you know
the
what?
Whole show. Or.
I'm going down to my truck and getting some cologne and spraying it. So, yeah, I'll do the number two.
Number
Pun
two.
Pun intended.
Number two, nothing happens. That's my point.
Yeah, that's my point.
You don't need cologne. We're going to think you did it the whole time. We're not going to believe anything you said. Everyone is going to think
me and Jake are walking around with our pants down by our ankles showing everybody that we have not pooped our pants, but you guys are like, yes. I don't believe you.
Yes.
I still think you crapped yourself.
Like you already cleaned up.
What do you come up with? This is the same. Did you find this on the same?
I didn't find this.
Piss
anywhere.
In the sink or sink in your piss claim.
That's
what I feel like right now.
This is how my mind works.
Yeah, I can tell. I can tell. I'll tell you what. We got some great text
Jake,
messages by
what's
the way.
Your answer?
Shout out to the 469.
You're doing. You'd rather crap yourself?
Nobody knows. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, but rather. You know what? I'm not walking around with poop in my pants. shout out to all the texters out there. Spaghetti is number one go-to for cooking a date meal. I don't disagree with that one bit, but I'm still going with the crunchy tacos. Great show, as always, by Degenerate Jake. We still haven't figured out what we're going to put a bet on for this game. Blake, I'm Fred. Good night. God bless. We'll have something. We'll tell you tomorrow. Don't go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.